Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, already the 10th day of February, 2014. We have a guest popping in for like 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour with a really important initiative to expose the illegal NSA spying grid and more, and a national campaign to try to get attention on that, kind of like we did last week with a Food Babe launcher program here to get the plastic out of the Subway bread. A bunch of other fast food chains have as well, but if she would have attacked them all, it would have just been absorbed. By focusing on one, like a laser beam, now the others are all scurrying, and Schumer wants to act like he's a hero now that he knows the wave's going that way. So New York senator is saying he wants to do something about that and try to get it banned like it is everywhere else. See, that's how it works. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We can do the same thing on the NSA, all of it. There's also an idea out there that Snowden must be a government operative, and this is being done to kind of roll out the idea of the NSA. Not the way this is going, not the way this is happening. I just don't buy into it. And the Russians would have picked up on that. It's like Lee Harvey Oswald, who they basically kicked out of Russia and who came back. I just don't think he's a Lee Harvey Oswald. But I'm tempted to get somebody like Steve Pachinik on, who's been calling us and saying he wants to come on to say all that. All that does is create, I just don't buy it. My gut does not buy it. And he could be being used by somebody, and they're going to try to spin whatever he does in that direction. But there is major intelligence community shifting going on. Pachinik says, like what they saw before 9/11. Oh, undoubtedly, they're going to need a big catalyzing event. They're saying it all over the news that barring a big catastrophic global event, they're not going to get their new world order through. They can't pose as saviors. They need destabilization, a wrecked world, so they can play God and savior while feeding on everyone. So that is all coming up. NSA secret role in assassination program comes out, and now U.S. News and World Report, lights out for NSA. Maryland lawmakers push to cut water, electricity, the spy agency, and we're going to be covering all of that actually coming up after the break. That's going to be my top story, because that ties in, top story in this hour, to New Hampshire House passes bill nullifying NDAA's indefinite detention. New Mexico's moving to do that. A whole bunch of states. And again, it's the moral high ground authority that we have. We can beat these people. And then we expose all the private corporations that are doing the same thing. Google, Microsoft, Apple, all of them are in a race to steal as much data, to build it in. But then we just demand software and programs and create a whole new market that can get America and the world going again in delinking and countering all this. And then they'll come back with new systems to spy, which just creates a new market to counter them. So instead of an arms race, it's a privacy race. That's how economies work, folks. That's how you create new economies. You have to innovate and have goals and something to push back against to be able to build into the future. And the enemy wants to end building and competition to stagnate control and end the Renaissance. We're looking at a 500-year war against the Renaissance right now, toe-to-toe with the flower of the Renaissance, 1776, July 4th, literally dealing death blows to the 1984 monster. I mean, this is two different spirits, two different ideas, two different systems in conflict. But we can use the enemy's push against us in a judo move to actually energize. In fact, we need their attacks to make us strong. This is the animating contest of liberty. This is the secret. It's the secret to everything. Is that giving in, laying down, is the death of your soul, folks. You need to choose. You need to decide which side you're on. Will your metal go through the fire? Or will it boil away and be thrown out with the ash? I want my metal to go through, in, through, and beyond. Stay with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hey, they're playing my song. Bang your head, wake up the brain dead zombies. I got a mouth like an alligator.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Crank it up. Only way you can listen to this. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Axe grinder, pile driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. Had no rain, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain. I'm like a laser, six-string razor. I got a mouth like an alligator.
I love it.
I want it louder.
More power! Gentlemen, we are back live. Hey, look, I'm just trying to get folks hyped up a little bit. Because we're in a coma. And it's time to wake people up. Why does music like that resonate with 14-year-olds? Because they're young. They're full of energy. Remember when you were a child, you wanted to run around all day and it wasn't work, it was fun. And you'd all get hot and sweaty and just get all those endorphins and go crazy. And just play war all day in the woods or... You're walking down the street, some kids start a fight with you, you know, whatever. The whole point is that it's about having fun. It's about being alive. It's about being wild. I got the boys to make a noise. Gotta love it. Feel the crack. You know, that right there is he saying, I got the boys to make a noise. We got the team. You guys are the boys. You like it? You like being on the ship, InfoWars? Going in hard on the enemy. 110%, baby. All right, let's get serious. I tell you, I think the mental health really drove me mad. Shooting those 50s last night and then the 308s, 223s, long Colts. I just love it. It was so fun to just be sitting there with the long Colt, you know, hitting bullseye at 300 yards because you could, like, shoot way high above it and then would be hitting. It was so fun to be shooting those 50s. I think I actually get high, though, off the 50 caliber gun smoke. You know, you're not supposed to breathe for a couple seconds after because when you're aiming, you don't breathe already. You tend to suck in when you shoot. But the military, teaches folks that you don't want to breathe for 3 seconds after, and I'll tell you why. One time I pulled the trigger and then looked when I breathed out, and it was like gun smoke. That's why I've been coughing all day. I'm out there and wear a respirator. I've got this old B-52 ammo that shoots super hot out of the rifle, and it's armor-piercing incendiary. We weren't shooting that last night. That'll really... You know, though, they've done studies that it releases the same hormones shooting high-caliber weapons that other things like high-level exercise and, well, intercourse does. I'm not kidding. And so it is a very serious stress reliever. I love hand-firing the 50 cals. I was doing that again last night. 10 rounds just across a lake, just boom, boom, boom. And then watching the tracers hit the water and then skip. You can only do it when you're on a giant ranch and just like photon torpedoes disappearing out into the woods beyond. You know, I'm actually here to cover news today, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize, but I've been jogging and swimming for years, and now I finally got back into weightlifting, and I've been doing legs and full body stuff, and I'm getting into heavier weight, and it boosts testosterone naturally, and on top of the supplements for InfoWars Life, I mean, I am crazed, so I apologize for that. Now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, on this day before my 40th birthday tomorrow, people are, that's ridiculous, guys, take that down. I mean, that's not even big enough muscles to show off there. That was the Austin Chronicle saying make a muscle, because I don't know how the Austin Chronicle got like the one muscle picture of me. I was at a gym like when I was 22, and they said, oh, man, where I'm a trainer up here, and we have a wall of people I train. I know I don't train you. Take your shirt off and take a picture. And then that ended up years later getting to the Chronicle back when I was in shape. Google Alex Jones muscles if you want to see when I look like Bruce Lee on steroids without the steroids. That's when I was in shape. Pull that up. It's like, doesn't matter. The point is that no more Jabba the Hutt soon, folks. Anyway, side issue. I'm going to stop right there. I'm just in a really good mood right now because we're going to take the fact that Bloomberg got caught in secret meetings with all these mayors secretly saying the plan is to bankrupt the gun industry, buy up whoever we basically can't get, what was the rest of it? It was also go in and take over the different states through the cities, which is backwards, it's unconstitutional, and then ban guns after we register them. That right there just causes me total endorphin rushes because they've been caught so much saying that's not the plan. And I'm going to break that down in a concise report in the next segment ahead of all the other news. But now, without further ado, let me give you the news. More good news. A New Hampshire House passes bill nullifying NDAA's indefinite detention. On February 6th, the New Hampshire State House of Representatives approved a bill that would protect citizens from being indefinitely detained by the federal government as permitted by the National Defense Authorization Act. And then I've got another one dealing with the NSA. Lights out for NSA. Maryland lawmakers push to cut water, electricity to spy agency headquarters because they are committing felonies every time they take data without a warrant. I mean, they're turning on your cameras and your phones. It's all on record, folks. It's ridiculous. And they just hope you're ignorant and don't research that more. New Mexico is following suit. A bunch of other states, simply amazing. And they say, oh, we need this to stop another 9/11. That is not the facts here, folks. We have the whistleblowers, Sybil Edmonds and others, who were at the NSA and the FBI, who heard all the chatter and the order of the stand down. Then we have Colonel Schaefer, Tony Schaefer, and others who were on the other end being ordered to stand down, and she can corroborate him being told to stand down to not kill bin Laden 2 weeks before and 2 days before 9/11. They had him. Absolutely could have killed him, the U.S. Army. And wasn't allowed to. Unbelievable. So we've got that information. Continuing here now, look at this type of political correctness. This is being reported by the University of San Francisco. California school forced to remove racist menu. They said that turkey is offensive because it's associated with the pilgrims and with honkies. A lunch menu that was part of a celebration of Black History Month was stereotypical of Black Southern culture that comes from the same place where the N-word comes from, according to University of San Francisco professor. And, again, will turkey be seen as offensive during Thanksgiving? Well, yes. And, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, give me Southern cooking. I don't think it's just the black people that like chicken fried steak and sweet potatoes and collard greens. That's just what people in the South eat. And by the way, in Austin, all the liberals, like Sandra Bullock and the rest of them, they all own Southern cooking places that are great. I mean, there's nothing racist about chicken fried steak and sweet potatoes, folks, and watermelon. This is just all complete bull, okay? I mean, it is insane, ladies and gentlemen. My grandmother made excellent fried chicken, and nothing to do with black people, and the fact that they had good taste for good food. I mean, I have just absolutely had enough of this, ladies and gentlemen. Cream gravy and mashed potatoes is not racist. It will make you have a heart attack, though. It will kill you if you eat too much of it. The point is that I have just about had enough. I mean, I like Cajun food. Am I making fun of French people from Canada? I mean, it literally, while all the real abusive stuff is going on, while all this stuff is happening, they're getting us to obsess over an American flag upsetting people on Cinco de Mayo. Here's another one. Black residents reject Trader Joe's because it would attract too many white people. That is in the Oregonian. The Portland African American Leadership Forum said that they do not want a white store in the area. I mean, this is the mind control, ladies and gentlemen, that is going on here. And again, that's all leftist ideology. They actually want to keep everybody in their own little subgroup and then keep the guilt going and keep the economic wargaming going on. They want everybody divided into groups they can control. And I know that's elementary. Now, here's the really big news that I haven't gotten to yet. I will cover this at 45 after when this guest leaves us, this guest that's popping in. This is so huge. Iran warship heading to Atlantic barely survived earlier tangle with U.S. Navy. That was an Operation Praying Mantis. The Iranian frigate Sahand burns after being attacked by U.S. destroyer and A-6E intruder aircraft in the Persian Gulf, April 18, 1988. Thought I'd just give you some background about Operation Praying Mantis. Now, let's go further here. This is what's currently in the news. Iran TV airs simulated bombing of Tel Aviv U.S. aircraft carrier, showing the city blowing up. Not a very good idea to do that with a country that's got 800 nuclear weapons of the highest technology. Let's continue here. Here's another one, Jerusalem Post. Tehran sending message as warships approach U.S. And I've gone and checked it. It's in the Iranian press. This is out of control provocations, ladies and gentlemen. And I've done everything I can to try to stop a war with the Iranians, to try to stop the wrongful attack and backing of al-Qaeda and the Wahhabist Sunnis in Syria. And Assad has not been promoting war, not been promoting attacks on Israel. It's wrong to do what we're doing to him. It's a war crime. But Iran is really asking for it, and I will break down why coming up at 45 after when this guest leaves us is popping in. This is a big, 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 big deal. And then we're going to get into Americans renouncing citizenship up 221%. All aboard! And I told you, and I told you, and I told you again, Bitcoin just keeps crashing and crashing. I told you 4 years ago, don't get into it, and I told you last year. Bitcoin bug causes massive sell-off. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Huge breaking news up on Infowars.com. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have caught them. Mayor Bloomberg, who heads up a national movement of mayors calling for forced registration, banning of gun shows, ending private sales, so that they can then confiscate the guns. We've always known that. They've admitted that in their literature. But in an article that came out Friday, and we have new articles coming out in a mere minutes, a mayor has gone public and was in the meeting saying they talked about the real goal once they register being confiscation. Since this broke Friday, 50 mayors plus have announced they are leaving the group because of the gun confiscation plan. Adan Salazar is literally 15 minutes away from having this go up with a red link. This is so huge because it proves their sneaky plan. Now, let's go over some of the history of this if you're a new viewer or a new listener. Because even if you're for gun control, it's not about, quote, restricting mentally ill people or whatever from getting guns. That's already done. Adam Lanza got his illegally from Sandy Hook. Tried to get him five times. Stole him from his mother. It is about disarming the general public so a political criminal class can dominate us. Here is Feinstein saying the plan is get the votes for Mr. and Mrs. America, turn your guns in.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
And that's back when she thought she could have gotten the votes. Nowadays they go, oh, we don't want your guns. Bloomberg says, I'm pro-gun. Just in the city I run, they're totally banned, except for people like me who have bodyguards, and Michael Moore has bodyguards. Now, here's Mike Martinez, who was mayor pro tem, speaking in Austin at a gun rally, if you're a radio listener, pointing at a guy that has a sign saying, stop gun ban. And the guy says, don't ban my guns. He says, hey, we're not going to do that now, but after we're done with this, registering, that's what they were pushing, you're going to need that sign. Yeah, he's in the meetings, too, but he likes it. He likes the treachery. He likes the sneakiness. He likes racketeering, in my view, to get government and corporations together to register guns to then ban them while lying to the public, organizing secretly to violate God-given civil rights and disarm people. That's like trying to keep black people from voting, folks. I mean, this is literally disarming people. This is taking our rights, the right of self-defense, the most important, quite frankly, other than free speech. And we go crazy over free speech as well. Here's Mike Martinez last year.
First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently. But because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
All right, so now we have 50 mayors since this weekend. As I was saying, nothing's happening, no one's covering it. Suddenly articles just came out separately that mayors are distancing of themselves. It's begun. One guy stood up, now they're all standing up. Now it'll be hundreds of mayors, thousands of mayors. This is how you win, folks. I can tell a chink in the armor when I see one. Smog is missing his whole breastplate right now. You can just close your eyes, shoot a black arrow, he's going down. But we got to collectively pull the arrow back. You got to get these articles at InfoWars.com and get them out to people. And make every gun magazine cover this and get on the offense. Oh, it's kind of extreme to be pro-gun. It's kind of extreme to say they have a plan to enslave us. No, it's not guns and ammo. No, it's not gun publications. When you're hit with a hardcore attack, you respond with how you're being attacked. If somebody's mugging you, you don't say, oh, this neighbor's being rude to me. No, you're being mugged. When they try to take your guns, it's a criminal action. Respond to it. Get aggressive. We can defeat them because they're so open and have been caught lying. Now let's go to another clip here. Let's go to the sheriff defies New York gun ban. Here is that clip in New York.
The SAFE Act isn't the only example, but it's certainly one of the ones that points the most to the fact that our government isn't listening to the people, and we are the government.
That's the sheriff in Erie County that's got millions of people in it. You know, skyscrapers in the background. Major cities. Boom. Not going to do it. Let's go out to break with this clip of a woman. This is out today. Carla, homeowner, shoots shotgun to ward off would-be burglars. Says she will not be a victim.
They picked the wrong target, a woman with a shotgun, greeting robbers outside her home in Los Angeles.
Real
the homeowner is named Carla.
Valkyrie.
And she said she was letting her dog out at night when she heard someone in her backyard.
And he said that crazy has a gun, and I shot it into the dirt, into the ground.
Oh, she shot him,
area.
Lady.
And to let him know, you know, I've got a gun, and I know how to use it.
Way to go, Carla. She fired off a shot. That sent the guy running.
Yeah, our culture's winning. Pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-empowerment, pro-woman, pro-man, pro God-given rights. We're winning. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. We're never backing down. We're never stopping. And we're going to expose the NSA's crimes straight ahead with a national initiative. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
It's not about keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding Americans. And I'm sick and tired of people lying to the American people.
We can't have a totally armed society.
We're not proposing a gun registration system. We're proposing background checks for criminals.
In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
We'll get right back to you.
You'll get back to me?
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Chuckie Schumer coming out and saying he wants to get a law passed to take plastic emulsifiers, silicone derivatives out of the Subway bread and other fast food breads. Yes, every other country in the world has banned the petrochemicals from being put in there. We launched last Tuesday with the Food Babe that initiative. You, as our listeners, took action and were a big part of that victory. So I salute you. And you notice now the other fast food makers are falling like dominoes, saying they're going to pull out that chemical or similar chemicals. There's a whole family of them. I mean, it was on CNN 10 years ago that McDonald's nuggets have silicone in them. Our FDA says it's okay for melamine to be in baby formula. They execute you for that in China. I mean, this is a big deal. There's a reason we have the highest diabetes, the highest cancer, because we're a dumping ground for toxins. Now, I bring that up because we have the NSA and the things that is going on with it. And there is the daywefightback.org, which is nonpartisan. That's what I like, trying to get left, right, center libertarians like ourselves together from across the political spectrum to say no. And this is coming up in 10 hours, and everybody's going to put a banner on their website. I'm going to put it in some of our rotating banners for everybody to say, no, we don't want the NSA spying on us. We're aware of what's happening. You see states like Maryland moving to turn off the power to the NSA, New Mexico, Utah is looking at that. What they're doing is illegal. And they want to divide us on race, religion, culture, liberal, conservative on this issue of the NSA. It's the Fourth Amendment. That's what I always tell establishment leftists who really believe in gun control because they're ignorant, is if they can take your Second Amendment, they're going to take your First, which they're doing. So we stand up for everybody's First Amendment, everybody's Second, Fourth, Fifth, Tenth. That's what it's all about. And so joining us is Nathan White, Washington representative for Demand Progress. And I appreciate you coming on. Tell us about the initiative you guys are launching now. You've had some other initiatives that have been successful around the Bill of Rights and what people can do to help promote awareness.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate your attention to this important matter and appreciate you participating in February 11th, the day we fight back against mass surveillance.
Well, tell us about it, yeah.
So last summer, we found out we had confirmation of what we've been hearing for a long time. The government is spying on us. It's a matter of fact. The government is spying on us. If you use a computer, if you use a telephone, if you use any sort of modern system of communication, the government is spying on you. That's a problem. You just said it. It's a violation of the Fourth, and I would argue also the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. When the government does that, it's going too far. And when it violates the Constitution, that isn't a left-right issue. The Constitution is the thing that holds the left and the right together.
They're trying to chill free speech. Exactly. They're trying to chill free speech. So it is an attack on free speech as well. You're right.
So we've got together, and we wanted to take a moment to bring everyone together to speak with one voice to say, no, this is not okay, and this has got to stop. And we chose February 11th as the day we fight back. The website's thedaywefightback.org. And we have a really broad coalition from everybody from Greenpeace and ACLU all the way to the Libertarian Party and Campaign for Liberty and FreedomWorks. We've got corporations, we've got websites, we've got activists, we've got thought leaders, we've got everybody, because everybody understands that this is a problem. It cannot continue, and it's up to us to take this moment to make sure it stops.
Tell us about the initiative and how folks can promote it.
Well, the website is thedaywefightback.org. That's where you can get into the network and sign up to participate. So far, we have almost 5,500 websites, some huge, some small, willing to participate, that they're going to host a banner saying today is the day we fight back and ask you to participate. We already have tens of thousands of Internet users who have signed on to participate. And what that means is really open up to you. We have a widget where you can put in your address and your zip code, and it will tell you the phone number of your senator and your members of Congress, so you can call and say, no, stop this. I don't want this. But we're also encouraging people to go further. The Internet is such a dynamic, interesting place because it's millions of people working together to do whatever the hell they want. And this is that opportunity of, you know, you are the hero. This is your story. This is your Internet. This is your fight. Do what you think. You know, some people are going to have creative tweets. We're asking people to put together memes, post on the Internet, to do whatever they can, whatever they feel comfortable with, to do what they can. And at the very least, we're also asking people to go ahead and call Congress, because at the end of the day, we are going to need Congress to do something.
And absolutely.
And I'm sure you know,
and
Congress to do anything is tough.
Exactly. And I love some of the groups on there. Some of them not so much. Doesn't matter. It's about getting in the habit of working together. It's about getting in the habit of agreeing on what we can agree with each other. It's about getting in the habit of getting outside the left-right paradigm and saying, hey, there's things that everybody agrees on. The NSA, over 90% are upset. But that doesn't even matter. It's illegal. No free society does this. The government, Bush and now Obama, have been caught lying about what's happening. Clapper committed perjury, saying that they're not spying on us when it's on record. What else don't we know? How deep does it go? And we need to have solidarity with all these states across the country that are moving to block this as well to literally culturally create a stigma around Big Brother-type activities.
You know, there are so many different reasons why this is wrong. You just outlined some great reasons why we need to stand up for civil liberties. But this is one of those interesting cases where doing what's right for business is also what's right for the common good. Right now, one of the most innovative job creators we have is the Internet. It allows the smallest corporation to compete against the biggest corporation. It allows Netflix to dethrone Blockbuster, and it allows any sort of competition between the smallest and the largest. But when we shut that down and we don't have that open ability to communicate, then we end that innovation. We're seeing that most particularly in the future of cloud computing, where we're seeing our overseas partners, they're afraid to do business with American corporations because they don't want Uncle Sam reading their email. When the company says, I'm losing tens of millions, perhaps ultimately billions of dollars, because our partners, our friends in our allied countries, even in Europe, don't want to do business with us, not only are we violating the civil liberties, but we're also violating the business community. And that brings another aspect into this, and it's another ally between businesses, the right, the left, the middle. Everybody who is aware of what's going on is against it. And we're asking people tomorrow, February 11th, to say, this is the day we fight back. This is the day where we're all going to speak with one voice. So if you're listening, check out the website, thedaywefightback.org. See what you want to do. See how you can participate, but also sign up. Call your members of Congress tomorrow. Also, let your friends know you're participating. If you're on Facebook, change your images, post status updates. Do whatever you can to let people know that this is not okay and we're going to have to stop it.
You know, the establishment is really scared right now, Nathan, and I know you've got your finger on the pulse as well, so I want to get your take on this briefly. But when I talk to members of Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, you name it, they say, no doubt, the public's the most awake, the most angry we've ever seen. Across the board, 9% approval rating now has gone to 6% for Congress. That's why they're trying to up the partisan politics, is to, you know, desperately make us think that we're not really together on most issues. But this has got to really scare the establishment that we're forcing a conversion to take the different BPA out of the plastics. We're forcing a conversion to organic food. We're forcing... just across the board, when people get involved, we have victories.
Well, you know, I some of your listeners may not agree with this, but I do still claim to be a Democrat. But I recognize that in the two-party system, you know, the only winners and losers are the parties. That we don't elect a color blue or color red to represent us. We represent people to represent us. And those people need to be more than ideology. They need to be more than just a machine that wants to get promoted within the party structure. They need to be people that have our interests at heart, and they need to represent those interests. And if they don't, they've got to go, whether they're left, right, red, or blue. They've got to go if they're not working for us. But when you look at USA, or when you look at the surveillance, there's a bill in Congress called the USA Freedom Act, which actually on the House side has more than 150 co-sponsors. And the most interesting thing about it is it's bipartisan. This isn't a Republican bill. It isn't a Democrat bill. It's that people who look at this realize it's illegal, realize that people are against it, they come together. And that actually gives me a lot of hope that, you know, sometimes when the people are outraged, when we get together, when we fight back together, left, right, brother and sister, we can still make a difference. And that's why I'm so passionate about making sure we do the best we can tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. Nathan White, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll get some updates in the aftermath.
All right, well, I really appreciate it, and thanks for all you do.
You bet. Thank you. TheDayWeFightBack.org. And folks, expanding on that, even if, and we're going to send them an image, they're going to put our little logo up there as well. Here's the issue. Just like the Second Amendment, we're pushing back against the establishment, reaching out to the left. The so-called Democrats, I know, in the last 5 years have been out buying guns. There's a paradigm shift that's happening right now, and that's why we reach out to these people, is that there are people in the system, in the left and the right, who are not just automatons, who do want freedom. And the last thing the establishment wants is anybody working together. They want balkanization. Now, we don't work together in compromising our freedoms with somebody where we give something up and then they give something up, because they never really give anything up. But when we can get people together around the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, organic food, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, we do it. But it's the same thing with guns. The gun culture that the system dreads so much, and I even bet Nathan dreads, by actually talking to Nathan and working with Nathan, we'll end up getting him to come over to our side, which is just the libertarian, pro-human, pro-common sense side. And that's what's happening. And let me tell you how you wake people up and win the Second Amendment war. You take a socialist, you take a progressive, you take one of these people out, you get them to shoot, and it's over, folks. It's over. They're going to be running around in a John Deere cap and overalls before you know it. I'm telling you. Liberals, I've seen it in Austin. They moved here from California. They are starting to go native. They are starting to just worship country music, real country music, Hank Williams stuff, rockabilly, you name it. And I see our victory happening. Our culture of freedom is dominant, is beautiful, is good, compared to the Hollywood culture of death and what the system is pushing. And we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. We are winning. And they've tried to paint all Americana as deliverance. And there is some elements of that in there. But we reject that. There are the good elements of Americana. The world has been a wasteland. The cultures have just been really bad, folks, in most periods in history, including Europe or Asia. And the Renaissance culture is the very best that civilization, East, West, you name it, ever produced, and is the flower of science and human empowerment. And that's where we need to go. That's what we need to do. It's a very, very serious situation. So, again, I don't even think you can go get their banner. We're going to put it up just in solidarity to be nice on InfoWars tomorrow. It's one of the rotating banners. But everyone should make their own anti-NSA, anti-police state banners. They're memes. Send them to InfoWars.com, and we'll take a bunch of the best ones that are sent to show tips at InfoWars.com. Send them by tonight. We'll post a big page with them. We'll send some of them out on Facebook, out on Twitter. I'm going to tell my graphics department I want to basically go get all the good NSA graphics that are already out there, redo them, freshen them up, or come up with your own ideas. They come up with some great ideas, but in a short time frame. And we're going to create some of our own memes tomorrow. It's about fighting back. It's about getting involved. Now, we're going to come back from break and get into the huge Iran news that I have not covered yet that is so incredibly important. We'll get into Bitcoin news, woman held by TSA for reading Jewish paper goes public, the latest on Hillary. Google Glasses takes off on Virgin Atlantic, spying on everything you do. I won't be flying Virgin Atlantic, and you got to speak out against this. But before we go to break, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, we are a major platform of liberty. And I know you've been supporting it. That's why we're able to be this platform of resistance, this platform to try to launch other platforms and to help others. No other talk show host have like other talk show hosts on to promote their talk shows. I mean, nobody does that, except maybe George Norrie. He's such a class act having me on the last 11 years. Nobody does that. Or people like John B. Wells. He's another great guy. But I have Ron Paul on to promote his show. I have Jesse Ventura on to promote his show and network. I have Ben Swan on to promote. And the reason we do that, I never even asked Ben Swan to promote me back. The reason we do that, and all these other people, and Mark Dice and all of them, even though Mark Dice was critical of me in the past, I don't even care. I'm ready to die for this, ladies and gentlemen. You think I care if somebody kind of has their own little problem and, you know, kind of a jealous fit or whatever? I don't care, because the work he was doing so good, I just overlook all that. And he saw that my high road. I'm not going to let the globalist dynamite the high road for me. I want to take the high road. I'm maturing. I want to take the high road with everybody because I want freedom and I want a future. And so that's why I'm this platform for all these other talk shows over the years, most of them who ended up flipping out, making lies up about me, because they had a taste of a big show and then thought, if I destroy Alex, I'll be big. Then I cut them off, and then they have no platform. I'm talking about Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, they had platforms. I mean, other people over the years you've heard here that you don't hear here because they destroyed themselves. We're here to really try to win it, folks. We're in it to win it. I want you to win. I want you to be successful. And to do that, you've got to fund our operation. Like, you'll hear me get rid of almost all the sponsors when we're making enough money. But then I start to not plug stuff and need funding. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Buy the Super Male Vitality. Try it. I mean, I think you're really going to be amazed. And if you don't like it, still, you supported the broadcast. Don't reorder. Everybody's reordering, by the way. Reordering on Super Male Vitality is the highest of any of the products. Then we have the Fluoride Shield. We have the Nascent Iodine Proprietary Survival Shield. We have the great Southern Mexico High Mountain Organic Coffee. All of it is at InfoWarsLife.com. We have MadeIn1776.com, limited edition, MadeIn1776.com, limited edition, belt buckles, ball caps, golf shirts, you name it. All of it makes Made in America flags, very hard to find. All of it available at InfoWarsStore.com, but MadeIn1776.com takes you right to the subpage, the Made in America high-quality stuff. We got a bunch of new Molon Lave stuff coming out this week. In fact, the truck's coming right now. All Made in America. Beautiful. Best Molon Laves you've ever seen. Let's get here in 3 days. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I'm coming in. I need mid-air refueling. I'll bomb the next target. Give me fuel.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are a ghost.
run by control freaks.
You got it. You got it.
You are go. We are go. DJ primary condition. Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. Bottom line, we are for human empowerment and crushing of control freaks, criminals, scumbags, and gang grips. And those of you that are weak-minded and like to be part of globalist gangs, well, there's a gang that loves liberty, and we're going to crush you. That's how it always is. Good people just don't imagine all this evil stuff until it gets really bad, and then the giant rises, and you know what happens. All right, let me get into the top story, really, of the day here, other than the huge Bloomberg news. Caught in secret meetings pushing nationwide gun ban after registration. Pretty devastating in the treachery. I mean, we've caught them in literal racketeering, treacherous activities. Here's the bottom line in a nutshell. The Iranians, if you know the history, in 53, pro-America Mohammad Mossadegh was set up with radical Muslims who were told they'd be given the country. They blew up a bunch of mosques, shot stuff up, claimed Mossadegh was behind them, and used that to overthrow Mossadegh. They executed most of the top military people. Then they brought in the little princeling with Shah, who, you know, whose father had been in control previously as the king, under a horrible tyranny. And then he was very oppressive and evil until the late 70s. He was then removed in 79, and out of France and NATO backing, this is on record, the Ayatollah Khomeini was flown in. And then they staged that whole hostage deal and held him until the next Reagan came in. I mean, that's been declassified, folks. That was all staged. That's why they were scared of Reagan. They let him go the day he was elected. Yeah, right. So all of that went on. I'm not even saying Reagan was involved in that. They gave him tow missiles, all these weapons. The deal was Iran-Contra later. Now, it doesn't mean they control or run the Iranians. They just let them get in there, the Shiites. And it's racially based off of the Prophet and who can connect back to the Prophet. And it's one of the oldest forms of Islam, and it's 20% of Islam. It's arch enemies with the Wahhabists that run Saudi Arabia, and that's Sunni, that's a minority, the Wahhabists of the majority group, about 79% roughly. The other 1% is minority groups, Alawites and others, but that's really a Shiite group as well. The point is, 79% roughly are Sunni. And so that's what this whole proxy war is about, the West backing Saudi Arabia, giving them Syria, so that they can then take out Iran. The problem is Syria has been very friendly, pro-West lately, not done anything wrong, and they've got a big Christian minority being mass murdered by al-Qaeda right now. Now, inner Iran, running videos on their news of blowing up Tel Aviv, blowing up U.S. aircraft carriers, saying they'll attack, sending warships into the ocean on a course for the United States. Here's the Associated Press. Iran says warships headed close to U.S. borders. Iran warships, especially the Atlantic Ocean, will travel close to U.S. maritime borders for the first time, a senior Iranian naval commander said, saying it's a counter to our ships being there. We're barely gotten it where the Pentagon didn't attack Iran months ago and start World War III, and they barely could control Obama. And you got the hawks, the neocons, pushing for war. The Iranians are not crazy doing this. They're in a deal with the neocons, just like they were in the 80s, to do this as a political provocation. When we come back, I'll break down with what I think's behind it. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.